How did you happen to get in here?
I ran here. You scared the daylights out of me last night.
Seems like the truth shouldn't scare anybody, man or boy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dragon King Dark. This is Carl Stern, your host. Thanks a lot for listening to the program. It is episode 23 of Dragon King Dark. If you're listening to this show at the time of broadcast, it is the weekend of June 19th, 2016. And again, I want to thank you very much for listening to the show. Hope you've enjoyed our recent shows. We've had a wide variety of topics. As always, so I've done two shows so far on old-timey obituaries, and they've been two of my more popular shows. I encourage you to go back in the archives and check them. On the last show, episode 22, we talked about Frankenstein and the old mad scientist chasing life and death, Victorian era, the search for what is life. And I really appreciate the kind comments I got about that. I had several people by way of Twitter and email tell me it was one of their favorite shows, and certainly a topic we will be revisiting. I am on Twitter. My handle on Twitter, I guess it's your whatever terminology you use for that, is Dragon King Carl. All one word, Dragon King Carl. The email address for the show, if you'd like to send something in, is carl@dragonkingcarl.com. That is Carl with the letter K, K-A-R-L at dragonkingcarl.com. If from that you inferred that I have my own website, you're correct. It is dragonkingcarl.com. And on there, you can find some things I have for sale. I'm currently closing out on the Super Stern Stick flash drive. It's a flash drive with a lot, mostly pro wrestling content. If you listen to my pro wrestling shows, you might have some interest in that. If you just strictly listen to Dragon King Dark, there still may be some things on there you're interested in. Check it out. And I am closing those out. Those will not be available after the 1st of August. I'm closing those out at the end of July. $20 free shipping worldwide. And again, you can access that at dragonkingcarl.com. I've got a couple emails that I want to go into this week, and they're of similar topic. And so I thought we would just do a whole show based around that for this weekend. And we're going to revisit comic books. We do lots of pop culture stuff here as it relates to this. We've done a few shows historically, if you want to go back through the archives, or if you have the Super Stern Stick flash drive, and you haven't visited those shows yet, you can go back and check those out. One of them was on a 1950s comic book series, and it has a lot of tie-ins to last week's episode about Frankenstein. It's got a lot of tie-ins about grave robbing and the search for the line between life and death. That was episode 13, and again, if you have the Super Stern Stick, you can go back and listen to that. If not, you can access it on AfterDarkRadioShow.com. And we've talked about some other stuff. We talked about comic book movies, Superman, Batman. I haven't saw the Captain America Civil War yet. For some reason, I'm a big fan of the Marvel movies. I just not excited about that movie for some reason. And maybe I was not a big fan of the Civil War comic book storyline back from several years ago, and now presently they're doing a Civil War 2, and I'll give some thoughts on that when we come to it. I think one of our questions touches on that a little bit, so we'll take a look at that. But let's just dive right in this week and see what's going on. But the Captain America movie, I loved the last one, The Winter Soldier. I thought it was one of the better Marvel movies they've had out there. I was none too impressed with the second Avengers movie, Age of Ultron. I thought they really missed a step there. But gosh, if you take all of the Marvel movies together, way more good ones than bad ones. I mean, even the bad ones, it's aren't really that bad. They're just not as good as the good ones. Now, some of the like the Fox movies, like X-Men, and some of that's not, I'm talking about just the Marvel Studios movies. The X-Men, Age of maybe Age of Apocalypse. What did I say? Age of Ultron a minute ago. What is the Apocalypse movie they just had for X-Men? I've never cared that much for the X-Men either. I've never been that big into. They're too moody, too emo. It's all sadness and stuff in the X-Men comics, and I don't know. It's just not for me. That series always has historically seemed bogged down to me. I know it's had its huge fans. I mean, gosh, for a time back in the 1990s, X-Men was all there was. I mean, it was the number one thing in comics, and people loved them. And I've never been able to sustain myself very long on the X-Men. I've tried to make myself read them. I've watched all the X-Men movies except maybe a couple, including this last one. I've watched here and there, and just none of them stick with me. I just am not that into the X-Men franchise, I guess. And I'm not hearing good reviews on that latest movie from them either. So, but again, if you have a differing opinion, by all means, send that in to carl@dragonkingcarl.com, and be glad to give people, because again, I'm talking, you know, somewhat uneducated about it because I haven't watched it. All right, let's take our first email. This comes from Tony. Tony says, have you watched any of the DC animated movies? They come out with 1 to 2 a year and tend to be a little grittier than a typical Saturday morning cartoon show. I feel they do a pretty good job adapting the storylines. The new Killing Joke movie looks good. The Suicide Squad movie might be better than the live action one that's coming out. Your thoughts? I've saw some of those, not all of them, but a long shot. Some of them, and they're hit and miss with me. In fact, I think I own on DVD a couple of them. Maybe Batman Year One, and honestly, I was bored to death by that one. I bought it on DVD and never watched it after I watched it the first time. I may have to give some of those away as a prize sometime for something. I don't know. But I've watched it once, never revisited it again. There have been some of those that I liked okay, but none of them really just blew me away. There's one, I'm trying to think of which one it is. The names all run together, but was it the Red Hood, maybe Batman Red Hood, where they, whichever one that was, I don't even think that was the name of it, but I think that was the lead heel bad guy persona that was character that was in there. Thought that one was really good. It was one I watched with Darkseid that was good. One of the best ones I thought was actually, and I don't even think it was in continuity with these others, was the Justice League one that had like the old style art and stuff. Thought that one was really good. I'm not that deep into the DC universe. I grew up, of course, reading, as for those of you who know my story, I very much grew up, I learned to read on comic books. I mean, like I said before on shows, I went into first grade already a fluent reader. I was way ahead of everybody else reading because I learned to read on comics. And so I did read DC and stuff back then, but it was your mainstream, you know, Superman, Batman, Justice League stuff. I was way deeper into Marvel and always have been. For some reason, the Marvel storylines and characters have always appealed to me more than the DC characters. Although I have an affinity for, you know, Superman, Batman, Justice League, Flash, you know, all the mainstays, even some of the lower list characters like the Question and a Phantom Stranger and the Spectre, I've liked those characters as well and have on and off read their series, collected their series, and so forth. But I have a much more deep affinity and understanding, I guess, for the Marvel Universe. DC's continuity is so ridiculously difficult to understand. It's been rebooted, reset, rebooted, restarted. And even now, right now, we're going through Rebirth. And We'll talk about some of the Rebirth stuff here in a minute. New 52 started off. I was intrigued for a little bit, but man, did that fall off. And 5 years was way too long to go with that. And some of those, Batman to me, just Batman Detective Comics just got unreadable when they did. They did a thing, for those of you who haven't been reading DC or not that deep into the comic world, they did a thing where Jim Gordon, of all people, became Batman in a mechanized suit, and Bruce Wayne had like amnesia. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And it was one of the better reviewed ones. The Superman, don't even get me started on this New 52 Superman. It was, they tanked the whole line. And then any hope they had of redemption through the movies, they're like, okay, well, look, you know, let's just give up on the comics and let's have some good DC movies and whatever. And then they just completely fumbled with Superman, Batman. And so, my gosh, you know, Warner Brothers, they've got to do something. I have gotten pretty much all the Rebirth stuff I was interested in. And one thing I already don't like, they did a Rebirth issue for every single line they're relaunching, and then a number one issue. So basically it's two number one issues is what it amounts to. And I thought that was pretty tacky and a cash grab. But I've so far read most of the Rebirth and then issue ones of the ones that have come out at the time you're listing this. And I see some hope. I mean, it's a little, some of it I thought was okay. Some of it I'm cautiously optimistic. I want them to do good. I want it to be interesting. I want there to be a new golden age of comics and whatever. But gosh, I've been burned so many times by DC and Warner Brothers. I can't put any faith in them till they get some time behind them. Batman and Detective look significantly better than the New 52 did. Significantly better. Like, as in, I could not even stand to read them before, and now I'm mildly intrigued by the Batman stuff that's come out so far. Flash is enormously better. The Flash, oh my gosh, New 52 Flash. And I never was that big into Flash anyway. I liked him as a supporting character. I enjoyed it when he was in the Justice League series or crossed over or something like that into something I was reading, but I seldom ever just bought Flash comics and read them. Well, I gave everything in New 52 a chance and soon lost, Flash along the way. That just got well away from me, but I really like what I see the potential there if they follow through on it. That's looking interesting. Even Green Arrow, who is a character I've never had any interest in whatsoever, television show, nothing. I could care less about Green Arrow. I even gave his series a try, and it's okay. I'm still not sure it's my cup of tea, but I am, again, mildly interested. So I'm going to give it a chance. They haven't relaunched a Rebirth for Justice League yet, and I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do that. They did pick up the old numbering with Detective Comics and Action Comics in the 900, so I was glad to see that classic numbering come back. Aquaman, who is a character that a lot of people, you know, have a good laugh about and whatever, I thought they did probably better with him in New 52 than they did anybody else. His character actually was... he got kind of a redemption a little bit, and they seem to be going along some of the same lines with the Rebirth Aquaman. And it's not so great that I'm going to be, you know, absolute can't miss every single issue, but I am, I'm on board right now. We'll see what happens with it. Again, cautiously optimistic. The only one so far that I think has been a misstep, a failure, is Green Lanterns. And you noticed I said that with the plural, Lanterns. Hal Jordan, the classic Green Lantern from the Silver Age, he's still around. But the thing about Green Lantern continuity has just gotten so obnoxious with multiple Green Lanterns on Earth. You can't keep up with them. Then there's Sinestro and the Sinestro Corps and Red Lanterns and Blue Lanterns and Indigo Lanterns. How do you even jump on board something like that? And so I was hoping if any line stripped things down back to simple, it would be that. And instead, we've got like two Earth Green Lanterns, and I don't know who either one of them are. One of them's wearing a mask. One of them's a female. One then Hal Jordan's like coaching them, and Guy Gardner's being mentioned, and John Stewart is supposed to be somewhere. And that's just, you know, I read Rebirth. I got issue one, but I haven't read it yet. And I'm thinking that's probably not going to be for me. That's not what I was hoping for. I was hoping for, let's get back to basics with Green Lantern, and that's not what happened. I've never read Wonder Woman to any degree. I like Wonder Woman fine as a supporting character. I like her in Justice League. I'm not going to sit down and read a Wonder Woman series, although I am hearing some positive feedback about those who are fans of her series right now, although they have apparently introduced a unidentified twin brother for her, and that's, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but we'll see. We'll give it a go and see. I just can't imagine they're going to fumble this worse than they did the movies. I can't imagine it's going to be as bad as Rebirth was. So hopefully there is some hope. There's some hope for DC, and we'll see where it goes. Tony, you mentioned the Suicide Squad, and I haven't decided whether I'm going to see that or not yet. It looks promising. I've just been burnt so much on those DC movies. I just don't know that I'm going to give any of them another chance. I really don't. They can change directors, do what they want, recast the whole thing, reboot it. I was so offended by that Superman Batman movie. I just don't think I'll ever give another one a chance. I just don't. I think they used up any goodwill they had with me on that horrendous movie, and Man of Steel as well, the first one. Put that together. I'm not going to see, you know, Batfleck or none of that crap. I'm just not. They've used up any goodwill they had with me. The movies have just, I don't think they're getting another penny out of me. Marvel, different story until they make a few missteps. So far, they haven't offended me. I didn't think second Avengers movie was that good. Ant-Man was fine. But they, so far, I've not walked out of one just being like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen, and that was most definitely the case with Dawn of Justice. All right, so thanks, Tony, for that email, and let's see here. I had another one, I believe, regarding some comic stuff. Let's see. If you do send in an email for the Dragon King Dark Show, It would help me if you would, in the subject, put Dragon King Dark. That way I can sort through my other podcast and I can get to it easier. It's not required. By no means do you have to do that. I just would appreciate if you'd mark it Dragon King Dark so I can keep them separate. This is from Niall over in the UK. He says, as someone who only reads Walking Dead and the Batman family comics, I find it hard to keep up. And there are too many others. I was really intrigued to read this piece about Captain America, whose recent stories had passed me by. And then he sends a link to a article from Movie Pilot. It says, just why have Marvel turned Captain America into a Nazi? So I was wondering if you had any thoughts on the direction which Marvel have taken the Captain America comic books in recent months, as discussed in this article. Now there's much to do about nothing on there. This is one of these stories that Marvel put in a little twist in one of their recent stories, and the mainstream media, who does not regularly read comics, made much to do about nothing out of it. It's a simple, and I think will ultimately be a minor plot twist, And I guess since a couple issues, since at least one more issue's come out since then, it's been all over the news, I will put a spoiler. I'm going to spoil Captain America Steve Rogers number one. So if you haven't read it yet, you may want to skip forward. Although, again, you know, spoiler stuff has got so ridiculous. I mean, what's the time frame on it? Whatever. If something's put out another issue since then, I don't care if you're a trade reader or what, just get over yourself. I'm going to spoil it. So here we go. Captain America Steve Rogers, number one, where Steve Rogers, okay, recent continuity has been pretty stupid lately for the last little while. Steve Rogers, through comic book shenanigans, was turned into an old person. Of course, Steve Rogers is old. You know, he's kept young by the super soldier serum. He's a World War II veteran. So his real age, he would be, you know, aged, what, 80s, in his 80s or 90s, if he aged at the same rate as a normal person. But the super soldier serum, which gave him his athleticism, kept him young for some time. And then there were other comic shenanigans involved that are too convoluted to get into. But just accept all that and just say Steve Rogers had been old for a while. So they reset that. He's young again through, again, comic book shenanigans. We won't go through all how that hat transpired, but let's just say he's back to the age that most people, from watching the movies and most people who are familiar with Captain America, expect him to be somewhere in his 30s, late 30s, maybe even pushing 40, somewhere right in there. So Steve Rogers is that age again. Now, in the meantime, they had a new Captain America, who was Falcon, the character who'd long been known as Falcon. They put him as Captain America. It was a cash grab thing. It was a publicity thing, and it was a diversity thing. Although I vehemently argue with that. Falcon was a perfectly fine character. Had they gave him, you know, pushed him in the spotlight instead of giving him somebody else's character. I don't like that. I don't like retconning these classic characters just to make them more diversified when you could just not be lazy and make more diversified characters. Seldom ever does that work. I would say Ms. Marvel is one case where that has worked. And I would say also Spider-Man, Miles Morales Spider-Man has been successful as well. But seldom ever does that work. And this is a case where it definitely didn't. I mean, nobody cared anything about Falcon Captain America. So, but he's still around. He's still Falcon Captain America, but now Steve Rogers, the original Captain America, is back. He's got a new outfit that looks somewhat ridiculous. He's got a new shield that looks somewhat ridiculous. So they're already stumbling out of the gate. And then at the end of issue one, and here's your final spoiler warning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, spoiler. He threw a man out of a jet and proclaimed Hail Hydra. Which, of course, Hydra is the Marvel version of Nazis. Of course, there were Nazis back when Captain America was fighting them in World War II, but Hydra is the evil, you know, underground organization that is meant to be somewhat Nazi-esque. So essentially what you said is, you know, that's the gist of the character. So then they had planted this backstory throughout this issue of a young Captain America. That's one of the things we haven't saw a lot of is Captain America pre-Captain America. We haven't seen Steve Rogers' Depression era. You know, as a child, we really knew nothing much about him. Pretty much Captain America's origin had always started with him walking in, you know, volunteering for the Army. He wasn't physically fit enough to be in the Army. So they put him in, you know, he volunteered for this experiment with a super soldier serum that was successful. He became Captain America and so on. You know the rest. But this took a look at his time before that. Apparently, he had a deadbeat dad who wasn't around, even hinted at being abusive. His mother was hinted as being a pretty strong female character who was perhaps seduced into Hydra. And so they planted the seeds and are insinuating that Steve Rogers, from the time of the first time he debuted in comics, which was what, 1939, somewhere around there, 1939, 40, or if I got that a few years too early, it might have been 42, somewhere right in there anyway. Might have been 42 or 43, I can't remember, but somewhere right in there. They are insinuating that he has actually been playing for the other team the whole time. And, of course, that's not true. You know, you're doing away with 70, you know, 80 years of comics of Captain America stories that didn't exist, if that's the case. And clearly this is something else. This is mind control, or he's working as a double agent. There's some upcoming twist to this story the media's just took this and are losing their minds over it. I would put absolutely nothing into this story, Niall, other than it's just a twist that the media misunderstood. This isn't going to be Canon Cap's always been a Nazi or Hydra agent or whatever. That's not going to be the case, and don't think it will be. But, you know, that leads me to the, we talked about the DC universe. DC Comics says they are now resetting again from Rebirth to this, whatever they're, resetting from the New 52 to Rebirth. And the story looks pretty interesting in there. Again, a spoiler coming up if you haven't read DC Rebirth yet. And look, hey, one thing I will say, I did criticize DC about having basically two number one issues. I will say this, I will, in about face, compliment them. Instead of making Rebirth a 6 or 12 issue series, it was one issue. And they said what they had to do. They had Wally West Flash come back, essentially state why things had changed, why they were changing back. And I thought that was great. Instead of being stuck, you know, in a 6 or 12 issue series, drug out and delayed like Secret Wars was for Marvel, you got it all in one issue. And I was like, it's great. Hey, tell me what I need to know and then get on with it, which is what they did. So kudos to them there. They built a little goodwill back with that, the way they did it. There is implications that a major comic book story from the 1980s has huge implications for now, that behind the scenes there's been meddling going on from unseen forces that we actually know. And I don't think I'm going to actually spoil this one, because unlike the Captain America twist, this actually may have some long-term ramifications. So if you haven't read DC Rebirth, I encourage you to do that. The Captain America stuff, I don't care to spoil, because it's meaningless. It's going to, in five issues, this is not even going to be a thing. It's going to be, you know, it's just a comic book plot device. It has nothing to do with anything. The DC one is a little more intricate, a little more deep, and it's going to take a little more time to flush out. And so I would encourage you to read that if you haven't, because there's a big twist in there. I wouldn't say a twist, but a big reveal as to something that's been going, that perhaps DC's ridiculous continuity actually has a explanation, and it looks like it might be a pretty interesting one. So we'll see how that goes. But to maneuver over back to Marvel, and you brought up the new Captain America series, you know, Marvel's universe reset just a few months ago as well, post an event called Secret Wars. And now, again, I hate when they recirculate names. Like Secret Wars back in the 1980s was one thing. They've even pulled out Secret Wars again several years ago for another forgettable series. Then they had this big, like, universe resetting Secret Wars, or at least, you know, with huge implications across the Marvel universe for that Secret Wars. And it was the thing that was going to kind of change everything, make things different. And I just got to thinking, you know, post Secret Wars, Marvel has been really uninteresting. Unlike with DC Rebirth, where they're starting over with new issue ones, a lot of the characters have totally new directions. A lot of the characters, Superman especially, thank God he's going back to the pre-52 Superman, the Superman everybody knows and loves, and Batman as well. They're actually going back to that. Secret Wars is, I don't know, kind of ended up being much to do about nothing. It explain some stuff. It laid a foundation where if something doesn't make sense, you can always point back and go, well, Secret Wars, and go, okay, well, all right, fine. That's how that changed and whatever. But the series after that, everything we've got post Secret Wars has not really been that interesting. That had anything to do with Secret Wars. You take Captain America. Okay. We still have Captain Falcon running around being useless. Captain America, Steve Rogers, which we just talked about. X-Men, largely unaffected. The Avengers, okay, the Avengers have been kind of reset and whatever, but gosh, there's nothing happening in those Avengers books. It's nothing. Power Man and Iron Fist, Heroes for Hire, they made a comeback. It has nothing whatsoever to do with Marvel continuity. That could be set in a completely different universe and would have about as much bearing as anything. So It's just the only real Marvel series right now I would point to and say is an absolute must read is also seems to have nothing to do with Secret Wars or the rest of the Marvel Universe, and that is Vision. Look, I could not care less about Vision as a character. I've been reading Vision since I was a kid. Since I was that first grader learning to read, I've been reading Vision, and I have never cared about Vision. I thought they did a good job with him. He was the only real redeeming quality from that new Avengers movie, the Avengers movie, the second one. Thought his character was good on there. Why I even picked up this latest Vision series, I have no idea, because it's not normally something I would read. And my gosh, it has been just completely compelling, unsettling, creepy, it's probably the best comic out there going today. I would say, certainly from DC and Marvel, I would say is Vision. It is really, if you read that story issue to issue, it's immersive and it's unsettling. It really is. It's the first comic book series I've read in a good while, other than Southern Bastards, that actually drags me into being somewhat go like, oh, that's, you know what, that's a little bit not right. And so this good, compelling writing, the art is tremendous. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the Marvel Universe at large, very little to do. I mean, there are a few characters. Grim Reaper is involved in the story. There's a little bit of crossover with the Avengers. But by and large, it's a standalone story about the Vision and his family. And it's interesting. It really is one of the better comic series to come along, I would say, at least in the last 10 years, if not more. And you know how I'm a huge fan of Southern Bastards. That is my absolute favorite series because, again, it is set where I live. It is set literally 35 miles from where I'm sitting recording this show right now. I know these people. I know these places. I know the scenery. I've seen these road signs. It's here, and it is super, super compelling. But again, it's not set in really a superhero world or nothing. It's there's nothing supernatural about it. It's more of a, I would say, a crime drama story, but it's not really that. It's more of a, I don't know, true life drama or something. I'm not sure. It's most definitely very compelling, though, if you have any ties to the Deep South, or just look or just enjoy a good story about a very dirty, corrupt underworld. It is very much that thing. And so always highly recommended. You know, talking about Jason Aaron, who writes that, that made me think of Thor. Also Thor in the Marvel Universe, not really anything new going on there either. We still got female Thor, the original Thor is still missing in action, I suppose. Seems like he crops up every once in a while, but I don't really know he's doing anything. He's certainly not the Thor. So I don't really know what Secret Wars did, you know, in hindsight. And I guess we're about a year out from that event now. And we're into Civil War II. And I'm only reading, when I say I'm only reading, I'm largely only reading the main series, of which two issues have come out so far. And, you know, they've killed or implied death to a couple of characters. One for certain. Another one, I thought this character died. In issue two, they're talking about like they're on the verge of death. I thought they died in last issue, but it doesn't matter. It makes no difference. They bring these characters back. There's no gravity to the deaths. The two characters, even if both of them are dead, are not A-list top shelf characters anyway. So the whole premise behind it, Iron Man is not acting anything like you would expect Iron Man to do. This, it is manufactured drama. It is manufactured conflict. And that's what I hate about it. It's just heavy-handed. There's no way that in this recent issue that Tony Stark Iron Man would do what he did in this issue. He's just acting completely out of character, and it's very heavy-handed, and it's just, again, it's conflict for the sake of conflict. I've been watching, binge-watching, really, Game of Thrones for the last month or so. In fact, I pretty much crammed watching all six seasons into about a month and a half or so. And seldom ever do you have just manufactured conflict. If there's conflict, there's stuff that led up to it, and there's gravity and weight from what happened from it. There are a lot of twists and turns, a lot of sudden deaths, a lot of, oh, I wasn't expecting this. It seemed to come out of nowhere, but it had weight to it. It had gravity to it. It had drama and conflict to it, and there are repercussions for those things happening. With Civil War II, I'm not getting any of that. I'm getting, oh, here's a big thing, boom. Oh, here's a big thing, boom. And I'm supposed to care. And it's like they keep beating me over the head with why I'm supposed to care. Why Tony Stark Iron Man, who's the main, I guess, antagonist in this series, would be doing what he's doing. I just don't buy it at all. I don't think he would be doing that. Now, if it comes out he's being, you know, mind controlled or blackmailed or something like that, I guess that's one thing, but he would not act how he's acting in this. It's just hard to buy, and it's hard to read, and it's, I don't know. It's again, the Marvel is perpetually cramming the Inhumans down your throat. I will say this though: there's one redeeming Inhuman and one more redeeming Marvel book, and that is Karnak. And I would certainly put Karnak up there with Southern Bastard's Vision, and Karnak would be my trinity right now of comics I'm reading. They're the three I'm going to read before anything else, and they're the three that I actually wait on. I would say Karnak probably more so than anything, because while the last issue took maybe a step back, leading up to this, it's been utterly fast. There's not a character out there like Karnak, and I'm really intrigued by Karnak's power set, by his philosophy, by the way he's being portrayed. I think is really excellent. So hopefully today you've garnered a few new series you might want to pick up, you might be interested in. Hope so. We're every show is not going to be about comics, and it's not only going to be something we're going to do ever so often. But since I had a couple emails about it, I know this is a little different than what the things we normally talk about. If you'd like to suggest a topic or send an email about anything whatsoever, anything related to what we do here at AfterDarkRadioShow.com, please send that in. My email address, again, if you want to send that directly to me, and we'll look at doing a show about it, or at least addressing it on the show, is Carl@DragonKingCarl.com. That is Carl with letter K, K-A-R-L, @DragonKingCarl.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, and I would appreciate it if you do, I am @DragonKingCarl. So please check that out along my website, DragonKingCarl.com, where hopefully if you're inclined to purchase a Super Stern Stick flash drive, do so soon. That is ending again. Not going to be repackaged, not going to be rebirthed, rebooted, Secret Wars or nothing. It's over and done with, forever shelved come August 1st. So time's running out. Please check that out again at DragonKingCarl.com. Thank you all very much for listening. And we'll be back next week with another show.
How did you happen to get in here?
I ran here. You scared the daylights out of me last night.
Seems like the truth shouldn't scare anybody, man or boy.
Getting you?
Oh, no, I'm just thinking about public reaction to all this.